From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Stern Auditorium at Carnegie Hall in New York City, Peter Sagal.
Thank you all. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thanks so much. It is so great to be here at Carnegie Hall. Ever since we got this gig, people have been asking, so guys, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? And they're expecting a funnier answer, right? And we couldn't come up with one. So we're just going to tell you the truth. How you get to Carnegie Hall? You just ask. You do. And if they like you, they let you rent it. Sorry. Although, you would not believe the security deposit we had to put down.
Peter, don't break anything, or they get to keep me.
So let's be careful. Let's honor this place. Let's comport ourselves with dignity. On second thought, let's just do our regular show. The number to call, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Julia Berkman from Ohio City in Cleveland, Ohio. I've
never heard of Ohio City. You said it's in Cleveland or near Cleveland?
Yeah, it's a neighborhood in Cleveland.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So did they have to qualify to be Ohio City? I mean, did they have to prove they were more Ohio than the rest of Ohio? Well, welcome to the show, Julia. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a writer for HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, Mr. Adam Felder.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, Leah.
Next, it's a comedian who'll be performing at the Capitol Center for the Arts in Concord, New Hampshire on November 13th, Paula Poundstone. And lastly, a television personality and a contributor to CBS Sunday Morning, Mr. Mo Rocca. Welcome to the show, Julia. You're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice in your home answering machine. You ready?
Yes.
Oh. Julia, here is your first quote.
The toga party is back on Wall Street.
That was the Boston Globe's Derek Jackson. He was summing up the news that the financial industry is about to set a record for what?
Oh, giving out the... Our people are giving out bonuses?
Exactly right. Bonuses and executive pay. A week ago, the major Wall Street firms announced that since they had managed to go almost a whole year without destroying the global economy again, they were going to give themselves bonuses totaling $140 billion. That's right, the street is back! All over Wall Street, brokers are once again doing those ridiculous things with their money, like lighting their $100 cigars with already lit $500 cigars, gold plating their gold, and renting out Carnegie Hall.
I'm getting a mug.
A mug with your bonus?
Yeah, that's my bonus.
I thought this is public radio. The mug was your bonus.
Oh, okay.
But what happened was, is after this news broke, the Obama administration cracked down. Pay will be slashed by the government for executives at the companies that got taxpayer bailout money, leaving many financiers with salaries of $1 million or less. The protests broke out. They spread from Park Avenue down to Soho. As an angry mob marched downtown, they tried to loot the Armani Exchange, singing their protest song, "We Shall Be Overpaid."
So, I'm sorry, so their salaries have been slashed,
yes,
right?
That was the late-breaking news.
Low prices.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So,
they're practically giving intangible services away. With derivatives like this, I must be insane.
We got a warehouse full of intangible services.
We've chopped up 1 million mortgages into tiny, tiny pieces, and we're giving them back to you at cost.
All right. Here is your next quote.
There were instances of fraud, no doubt, but the election as a whole was good.
That was Afghan President Hamid Karzai. He's saying, sure, things weren't perfect, but why are you going to nitpick about one-third of the votes being fraudulent? Well, this week, President Karzai agreed to what?
A runoff election.
Exactly right. Now, it's true that back in August, international observers had noted irregularities in the presidential election in Afghanistan. For example, experts said it was highly unusual that so many members of the Pashtun ethnic minority voted for Ralph Nader. Although, to be fair, monitoring an election in Afghanistan is tough. When those people hang a Chad, they hang a guy named Chad. A little brutal.
You know, what I can't figure is how... Okay, there was cheating in the first one, so we're going to do the second one.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, when my son gets caught playing his stupid, whatever it is, the handheld PlayStation thing when he's not supposed to be, he gets much better at hiding it the second time around. So I'm wondering if this wasn't sort of a rough draft for cheating.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Well, I mean, if they cheated the first time, how are they going to stop them from cheating the second time?
Right. So this time, Karzai will be like, this time the other guy's name, not on ballot.
No. Exactly. I'm going to be so happy if they do elect Abdullah Abdullah, just because I think it will be more fun on this show.
That's true.
It's just fun to say.
Now, Karzai had been resisting the calls to have a runoff or a redo of the election.
He's stubborn, that hammy.
He is. Until, of all people, John Kerry came. Mm. John Kerry came to Afghanistan and spent 4 days in Kabul with Karzai. And they came to an agreement. Karzai agreed to have the runoff election if Kerry would agree to leave.
Well, I got to tell you, there's precedent for this because Kerry made my son put the PSP down. The guy is good.
All right, very good. Very good, Julia. Here is your last quote.
There are easier ways to get on a reality TV show.
Now, that was a reality TV expert named Max Yowitz. He was talking to the New York Times about the strange saga of whom?
Balloon Boy?
Balloon Boy. Who else?
I'm sorry. He's not Balloon Boy. He's Crawl Space Boy.
Exactly.
He's Attic Boy.
Richard Heaney, that's the man who told police his son was floating off across Colorado in the family's inflatable UFO, is now facing charges for engineering that hoax to get, apparently, on reality TV. What, he couldn't just eat worms in the nude like a real American? What... Here's the irony. Heaney won't be getting a reality TV show, but after his 6-year-old son Falcon vomited on live TV on the Today Show, he got 4 offers. Falcon Heaney starring in So You Think You Can Keep That Down?
I'm obsessed with this scandal.
Okay.
They went with the wrong Balloon Brother. They should have gone with Rio, the 8-year-old. Because you haven't heard a peep out of him. Falcon is a blabbermouth. He can't keep his mouth shut.
Yes. Because as you say, it all came apart when Falcon turned to his parents on TV and said, we did this for the show,
Well,
right?
Yes, but Bradford, the oldest Balloon Brother, made it worse because he looked really startled. But Rio was just out to lunch. He was imperturbable.
I think within the family, he's never going to be trusted again.
Carl, how did Julia do in our quiz?
Julia was perfect, Peter. 3 correct answers. So, Julia, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done, Julia. Well done.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Julia, you killed at Carnegie Hall. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.